Hey guys, it's Marsha, and you're about to listen to the best podcast ever. Marsha, the podcast is on right now. And have you ever wondered why? Like, why me? Why me? I've had that sort of week. Like, why me? Why did this happen? Why does this take place? What in the world is going on? And it's just been a really tumultuous 2 weeks in my life. Just really been some things that I just was like, why me? Like, I've asked God, like, what is up? What's happening? Why me? Why am I being a partaker of this mess? Why am I being, you know, it's just why? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Sit back, get you something to drink, and listen to me talk about me and my life. Hopefully, it'll help you in your life. And let's get to understanding that it's not about you. It is so not about you. Things happen in your life that change your trajectory. Things happen in your life that change your mood. Things happen in your life that change everything. They happen, but they're not always about you. Sometimes the things that happen in your life are just so you can help somebody else with their life. I learned a valuable lesson these last 2 weeks. One of the lessons was that everybody is not going to understand your intention. Everybody's not going to understand your purpose. Everyone is not going to understand your why. And you have to be okay with that. The next valuable lesson I learned over the last 2 weeks is that people are not necessarily good, and they don't understand the level, the gravity of what they do. Meaning their actions may not always line up with who they think they are. And that was hard. I mean, seriously. As you guys know, I am divorced. And a lot of people don't know, when they find out that I'm divorced, they don't know why I got divorced. They don't know why my husband and I have 7 years went apart. They don't understand that. And the thing is, when you've given all you can and you've done all you can do, you have to make a decision about how you're going to represent the rest of your life. And the way I determined that I wanted to represent the rest of my life was I wanted to show up for myself. I wanted to show up in a way I had never shown up. That means taking care of me, making sure me is okay, and just ensuring that I did the best I could do for me. And that's how you get Marsha the podcast, detailing my journey, detailing my experience, detailing what I could do for me. It is a great thing to help yourself. It is a great thing to help your experience. It's a great thing for you to, and when I say help your experience, I mean you need to help yourself experience the most out of life. You need to help yourself stop being stagnated by the thoughts of others. Stop being stagnated by your own thoughts. Stop being stagnated. Stagnation is a killer. If you've been in the same place for the same amount of time without any growth, that's stagnation. If you've been in the same stance without any movement, I mean, any movement in your thoughts, for years, it did not seem as though I moved in maybe my career or even maybe in my thought. Well, I can't say in my thoughts. It didn't seem like maybe I was moving in my career. Then I made one huge leap. And then, because I had been preparing, then it didn't seem as though I moved in my, like, where I lived and what I did. And then I made one huge leap in that. And so now, I am literally living where I want, with what I want, and how I want. And it is a beautiful thing. I want to let you know this. It is needed for you to understand it's not about you. If you think that everything you're going through is about you, you may be want to quit. But if you have a heart for others, or you realize that, you know what, you have a greater call in the earth than what you may presently see, then the things that you go through will not seem as harsh. They won't seem as bad. They will not seem as difficult. So, what have we learned today? It's not about you. You got to push through. You got to push through so much. You got to push through so hard that you let everybody know that, hey, I come to win. And if you with me, you're going to win too. I come to be. And if you're by me, you get to hit and feel some of the longevity that I have. You get to be a partaker of what I am having done to me through God. And that's the whole purpose of life. If everyone would share their experiences with others and let them know, say, hey, I know you're about to do this, but let me tell you my experience with this. That may help somebody to stop from being hurt. That may help somebody from stop from being bewildered. It may stop them from just missing the mark. So let's try to do this. How about this, Marsha podcast listeners? How about you and I go through this life with victory? Always declaring victory. No, nothing else. No defeat. Always declaring victory. And let's see where God takes us. Man, I feel so good when I'm able to come here and talk to you guys. I feel so good when I'm able to tell you about what has happened to me. It's been a hurtful 2 weeks. I'm not going to lie. But I feel so good being able to tell you and myself that this too will pass. This is not the end. This is not the end. I promise you. It's something better on the other side of this thing. Have a blessed day on purpose. And let nothing and no one stop you from your expected end. For it is the will of God that you be successful. I know this vehicle that we're riding is going to take us to places we've never been. I hope to see you soon. Have a blessed one.